How did we land on brownies? Is always people ask us. Because nobody was doing brownies. It was cupcakes and whatever.
I had been, because I had always worked in food research, I'd really just looked around. I had chocolate background, so, and I just kind of looked around and no one was really doing anything with brownies. And I had been travelling like internationally and around Australia. I'd seen stuff in America and all that sort of stuff. And I just kind of thought, well, I'm going to start with something chocolate. Let's do real chocolate brownies instead of cocoa brownies and sort of try and make something of it. And now it sounds crazy because who would think that was going to be a good idea? And plenty of people told us it wasn't.
I remember.
Really? Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
I remember, even from the slide, I remember when we first got back.
Yeah, even from Deb
already started designing the packaging. We've got the original sample packaging, the original mixer and all that sort of stuff.
You've still got all of that?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, like if we've still got that, I'm hoping we've still got the timber spoon. But anyway,
it's funny because I like squares, so I wanted a square box.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole
symmetry.
And really our product is, it was a combination back then of thinking, I've got all this big commercial experience, but at the time all handmade stuff was like in brown paper bags with a stamp on it and stuff. Yeah. And so I think one of our innovative ideas was to say, let's get that juxtaposition of handmade, but elegantly packed. Not perfect, like we never do perfect packaging, but elegantly packed. And so it's a cross between both worlds. Yeah. And that brought together what we had experienced ourselves. And so that's really what we got to. So we had to get the packaging, and back in those days you couldn't get small runs of packaging. We had to buy like a huge pallet. And I didn't want to start with brown paper. So we got a local printer here, and we had to buy this pallet of packaging with no thing. But we had to decide on a size, and I wanted it square, and the kids were sitting on the other side of the bench. And Phoebe had her ruler there.
Uh-huh.
And
the school ruler.
Her school ruler, which we've still got, the Ma Big ruler. And I said, oh, Phoebe, I'll just take that. And that thickness of that ruler became the brownies.
The brownies cube size.
Yeah.